Jim Bucknett, Tom Wolf should resign or get impeached for locking up Pennsylvania. By Sean Moran on May 11, 2020. Jim Bucknett, a former Donald Trump administration official and Pennsylvania 8th District Republican candidate, said on Monday that Pennsylvania Democrat Governor Tom Wolf should either resign or face articles of impeachment if he will not reopen up Pennsylvania. Several Pennsylvania counties have decided to reopen their economies in defiance of Wolf's decision to keep much of the state locked down. In response, Wolf called many of those public officials cowardly. The Pennsylvania Democrat said, "To those politicians who decide to cave into this coronavirus, they need to understand the consequences of their cowardly act." Bucknett, who hopes to unseat Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, said that Wolf's lockdown has been a disaster for millions of Pennsylvanians. In light of Wolf's opposition to reopening the state, Bucknett said that Wolf should either leave the office of the governor or be impeached. At Governor Tom Wolf's lockdown has been a disaster. Millions of Pennsylvanians lost jobs and losing hope, 1,000 dead in nursing homes, Bucknett charged. If Wolf won't open up PA quickly and safely, he should resign or face articles of impeachment. He added, "At Rep. Cartwright is a Wallace #PA08hurts. Both need to go." Bucknett was also ahead of the curve on the coronavirus pandemic. Bucknett and Matt Moers, another former Trump administration official, were two of the first politicians to come out in favor of a travel ban from China. Bucknett also slammed Wolf for keeping the state closed to the detriment of Pennsylvanians. "At Governor Tom Wolf is an absolute disgrace to the people of Pennsylvania, especially to those hurting in #PA08, Bucknett wrote. "Small businesses are struggling to stay open and pay their employees. Wolf's reaction? Threaten local communities to enforce his dictatorial orders." Other Pennsylvania Republicans slammed Wolf. Representative Fred Keller said that Wolf surrendered to the coronavirus. He said, "Trying to feed your family is not cowardly. The vast majority of Pennsylvanians rely on their jobs to put food on the table and pay their bills. Because of Gov. Wolf's prolonged shutdown order, nearly 2 million Pennsylvanians, or 26% of our state's workforce, are unemployed, and overdose and suicide deaths are rising. Pennsylvanians have shown they can safely shop and work in mega retailers while the governor unilaterally keeps small businesses closed and is now threatening them if they reopen." Despite what Gov. Wolf believes, Pennsylvania's small business owners and workers are smart enough to operate safely and feed their families. By constantly moving the goalposts and not allowing Pennsylvanians the option of supporting themselves, he is denying Pennsylvanians their freedom, exacerbating the societal effects of this virus, and creating a situation where the cure is worse than the disease. "The only person who has surrendered to the virus is Gov. Wolf," Keller added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.